I'd like to talk about the parsha now. Talking about Yosef, that he became a melech. It says in the parsha that Paro made him king next to him.
Viceroy.
He became the Mishnah Melech. And it says, Vayosa Paro Sabato Me'al Yodo. He took his ring off of his hand. Vayosa Moto Al Yad Yosef. He put it on Yosef's hand. Vayal Beshoso Big De Shesh. He put him on flax. Pishton clothes. Rashi says it's a Hashivus. Only kings wore, special people wore Pishton clothes. Vayosa Mervida Zov Al Savoro. On his neck he put an ornament. And then he went out on Eretz Mitzrayim. He became the Mishnah Lamelech. So the Medrash says that Yosef was zocher to these things because he wasn't osek in the Avera with Eshes Potiphar. He wasn't osek in Arayas, and he was zocher because of that to Bigdei Sheish, to Revid Azov, and to Tabas. Yad Shelo Noga Ba'Avera, so he was zocher to Tabas on his Yad. Guf Shelo Noga Ba'Avera, it says, he was lovish big day sheish. Tavoshlo discarded lavera, so it's revidas of peshlo noshak lavera, al picho ishak kolami. I was thinking one of them, bayal beishoso big day sheish. What's the significance of gufshlo nagaba vera? He was zochet to big day sheish. The Rashi says, when Yosef was in the house, it says, Vayovo Abayis Olasos Melachto, Vein Ishmi Anshe Abayis Somba Boy. So one shot in the Gemara is Lasos Melachto. He thought, there was one instant that he thought almost he was going to do the Avera. So it says that he's Niglelo Dmus Oviv Bachalon. In the window he saw the Tzura, the face of his father, and the face of his father from the window told him, you want that in the future your brothers will be in the Avnei Ephod or the Avnei Choshen. They will be on the stones of the Kohen Gadol, all the names of the Shvatim, and you won't be there? Because it says, Roe Zonos Yabed Hon, whoever does Arayas, he loses his precious things, he loses his stone, his place in the Choshen. So you want all your brothers will be there and you won't be there? So Miyad is stopped Avera, he didn't do it anymore. He refrained from the Aver. So Rashi says, I was thinking of Remez, that the in Parshas Vayigash it says the Yaakov Avinu said to Yehuda was saying to Yosef that Yaakov Avinu wouldn't let Binyamin come down. He says that Ochid made, that Bayeti or Echod Meiti, Yosef went out from me, the low Reisiv Adheno, I didn't see Yosef until now. The Rosh Hashanah is the low Reisiv Adheno, is Vov Reish Ayin He. You switch it around, it's Erebo. That means Yaakov Avinu is saying, I didn't see Yosef until now, but Yosef saw me. It's like a remez, behind the scenes, behind what Yaakov's words were, was that Yaakov didn't see Yosef, but Yosef saw Yaakov when he appeared in the window by the mice of the Erebo, and he stopped him from doing the Avera. Al-Koponim Yosef, he stopped from doing the Avera, so he gained back his place in the Choshen and the Ephod. He has a place, he has a stone, the Shoham is Yosef's stone in the Ephod. There's a Rambam, the Rambam says in the end of Hilchos Klei HaMikdash, he's talking about the Urim and the Tumim, and he ends off with the last halacha there, Zesh atomotze bedvar nevim, was defined by the nevim, Shakoanim or Yuchogri in Ephod Bod. You find in the nevim, in Shmuel HaNovi, that the Koanim, like by Novi HaKoanim, there was 80 Koanim, they used to wear an Ephod Bod, like an apron, a beged made out of Pishton. Bod is called Pishton. Lohoyu Koanim Gdolim, it doesn't mean that they were Koanim Gdolim, because Koanim Gdolim are the ones who wear Ephod Bod. A Kohen Hedyot does not wear that. He has other begotten, four begotten, but not one of them is the Ephod. So what does it mean that the Kohenim wore Ephod Bad? She'eino Ephod shel Kohen Gadol Ephod Bad. It says that the Kohen Gadol wore Ephod, but it wasn't made only of Pishtah. So what's called that the Kohenim wore Ephod Bad? The Afa Levim or Yuchogrina. So also Levim used to wear Ephod Bad. It was a special beged sharei. Shmuel Novi Levi Hoyo. V'nema bo nar chogur Ephod Bad. Shmuel Novi was a Levi, and it says achshibus that Shmo Anobi was a young boy, nar, he was wearing the ephod, but elo, what does it mean? Ephod zeho yu chogrinoso b'nei ha-nevim. The ones who were nevim, were learning, were almost nevim, they wore an ephod bad. Umishu roi, also a person who's roi, who's able, shetishre olav ruach ha-kodesh, somebody who's roi, that's shayach, that he should have ruach ha-kodesh, lo diya ki giya ze lemalas kren godol, shemedaber al piyo ephod v'choshen beruach ha-kodesh. He wore an ephod bad to show his chashivus, that his dargah, it's like a soldier, he wears certain... when he's a general, he wears a dargah, he wears a badge to show how high he is in the army, how choshev he is. So Mahabda, there's also in the chshivus of Torah, there's somebody who has a chshivus that he's roi. He came to the Maila, he could have been, if he would have been a kohen, he would have been a kohen gadol that could talk al piyo eifod v'choshen beruach hakodesh. If he was a kohen gadol, he was wearing the eifod v'choshen, he would be in a dargah to understand and to be able to talk the Ruach HaKodesh and to understand what the Ephod and the Choshen are saying. So Shmuel HaNovi wore an Ephod bod, and it says by David HaMelech he wore an Ephod bod when he was dancing in front of the Aron. Also Kohanim and Novi HaKodesh, they all had such a chashiv, such a dargah of Torah, that Torah Mevi'ali the Ruach HaKodesh, that they could have been a Kohen Gadol wearing an Ephod and a Urim Betul. So Yosef HaTzadik, that he was zoche to not do the Avera, and he was zoche to get back his place in the Choshen, in the Urim B'Tumim, so he came to a darga of the Urim B'Tumim. He came to a darga to be back into the Urim B'Tumim. So he wore Ephod Bod, that's Big Day Shesh, that's made out of Pishton, and Ephod Bod is Big Day Shesh. He was zoche, because of the Avera that he didn't do, he was zoche to the Urim B'Tumim, zoche to be in the place where he should be, in the Big Day Shesh. So it's not found that because he didn't do Avera, so he got another bag and he got another clothing. Only if he came to a darga, it's like a badge. He went up in a darga to Ruach HaKodesh to become like part of the Urim B'Tumim.